Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, 31st of October 2015, titled, Whose Name Do You Call When in Trouble? Whose Name Do You Call When in Trouble? Brothers and sisters, let us... The situation can be very tragic, very tough, very painful. And whose name do you call? Take a situation when your heart, you're feeling like your heart is being ripped from your chest. So much of pain, in your sorrow, anguish. Oh, desperate is becoming. You can't even, unable to even speak. And many times, especially for ladies, it's for sisters, the stomach being knotted, cramming up stomach. Paralyzed. Your legs are shaking. You want to hold on to something. And the tragedy in front of you, the circumstances that you're facing today is so big and so desperate. So dark. The world has become dark for you. At that time, whose name do you call? Whose name do you call? We will see what God tells us to do. Then we have to follow what God said. Then we are released. Then we are released when we follow what Jesus Christ has written down. God the Father, He is the Word. Jesus Christ, the Word of God is in the Bible. We see what is written down. And then we follow that. We are willing. Willing only, brothers and sisters. And it will happen. Before we go to the scriptures. First of all, one scripture is absolutely important, brothers and sisters. John 14:6. John 14:6 is Jesus said to him too, I am the way and the truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is concluded. No one can go to Father God except through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ himself has said to us, come unto me and I shall give you rest. And he said, no one can come to me except my Father who has called and allowed. At anyone coming to me, I will not send them away. I will not cast them out. These scriptures are critical. No one, Jesus Christ is saying, no one goes to my Father except through me. And anyone, come unto me and I shall give you rest. And anyone who comes to me can only come when my Father has called and allowed it. And anyone coming to me, I will not cast them away. Brothers and sisters, he's the way, the truth and life. So we must be in the truth. When we read the scriptures, doesn't matter what human beings are telling. We must read what God has written down. When God has written down, human beings, all of us are wrong in many instances. If we think we know something, we do not know yet as we ought to know. If we think we are something, when we are nothing, we deceive ourselves. Brothers and sisters, yesterday I was telling you about this, you know, it's only an icon. So I went to the priest. I went to the priest and the priest, senior priest, you know. And I went, and then I met the priest who married us, my wife and me, married us. And I asked him, my wife was there, his family was there. He simply said it's just an icon and all that. And after that, he kept quiet. I love all because I'm even supposed to love my enemies. If my God, for me to be the son of the Most High God, I need to love my enemies. So I love all. He's not even my enemy. He's a relative from my wife's side. Senior priest, served overseas. And they're saying this. But in my heart, I became frightened. I became frightened because they can say, but when I and my family in trouble, my children are being cursed and suffering, they cannot solve it. Priests cannot solve it. Only Jesus Christ can solve it. They can say, go here, go there, icon and all. But who is going to solve my life? And I know only Jesus Christ healed me and settled me and protected me from all the demonic attacks. Only Jesus Christ. And the words are very clear now. No one goes to Father God except through me. Now let's look at some other scriptures. Philippians 2:8-10 to find out whose name do I have to call. When my heart is being ripped from my chest. When my stomach is knotted, cramming pain. And your knees are shaking. You cannot hold your weight of your body. You've got to lean against the wall. When your tears are dropping, just pouring, your tears are pouring when you see a tragedy that has happened. And we even suffered that even after coming to the Lord. My son, serious things happened. When at that time, who do I call? Who do you call, sister? Who do you call, brother? That time you cannot go look for an idol or statue, even if you want to kneel and bow down. You cannot find it. You are there at the hospital bed. You may reach out for a simple trinket or some cross or some statue or something, but it's not going to solve. It doesn't solve. Because only one who can solve when we are really down is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because he can bring the peace, and he brought peace for me and my wife and my daughters who are witnessing this, brought us peace and we could hold. Yes, our tears were falling, but we could hold. We were not became despair. We were not crushed. We were not destroyed. We could hold, and people began to say, how are you all taking it like this? You're able to even speak nicely to others. Brothers and sisters, only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Philippians 2, 8-10. 8-10. He humbled himself, Jesus Christ, and became obedient to the point of death, and even death on the cross. I'm reading from the Catholic version. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, and even death on the cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. The name that is above every name. So if you say Christy Lutz, his name is above. If you say Apostle Paul, his name, Jesus Christ's name is above. Apostle John, Jesus Christ's name is above. Mother Mary, Jesus Christ's name is above. The name above every name. The name above every cancer, the name, his name is above. In the name of Jesus Christ, spirit of cancer, get out of me. In the name of Jesus Christ. My body, liver, lung, his name is above. Oh, the banker doing this. Oh, the judge is doing this. Jesus Christ's name is above. The courts are doing it. Jesus Christ's name is above. The heavens are shaking. Jesus Christ's name is above. My child is doing this, Jesus Christ's name is above. 10. So that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth. In heaven and on earth and under the earth, his name is above. Every knee will bow. That's it. When you call on his name, this brothers and sisters, it's been written down, it is settled. But many of us didn't know this. In fact, I didn't know this. So, what to say? I didn't even know the spirit plane. I didn't know the devil came to steal, kill and destroy. I didn't know Jesus loves me. I didn't know Jesus loves me. I didn't know God loves me. God loves you, brother and sister. Jesus Christ loves you. Now, you will then see this. Matthew 10:32-33. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. This is simply saying this. This I'm reading a King James Version. Simply saying that if I declare that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ and I know I cannot do certain things, I follow Jesus Christ, sorry. I follow Jesus Christ. I got a covenant with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Master. Jesus is telling us in this written scripture, Matthew 10:32-33, Jesus Christ will say to his Father, this is Christy Lutz, my son. This is Christy Lutz, my brother. And Father God will say, yes, that's my son, because you have decided that Christy Lutz is your brother. Father God will say, of course, that's my son. So, can you imagine, every time I declare outside to people, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Master and Savior. He took my sins. He gave me power to cast out evil spirits or something. Something I talk about Jesus Christ. And tell them I'm a follower. And my conduct, of course, must show it. Nobody just telling all this. My conduct is in like a demon. So, then Jesus has promised this, written down, that he will mention my name to Father God. So, the more I go and tell to others, the more Jesus Christ will tell to Father God, and all the angels be around there. Because Father God is you know, surrounded by angels, holy angels, and he will say, this is Christy Lutz, my brother. This is Christy Lutz. And Father God knows that then it has become his son. The more we say, the more your name, sister, brother, can you imagine the power here? Go and mention Jesus Christ everywhere. There's no other promise given here in regarding, if I mention somebody else's name, if I mention, pray to St. Jude, pray to then this, then Jude is my patron saint of this and that. There's no promise in the Bible that your name will be mentioned to Father God. There's no mention, no promise whatsoever. Anybody else's name is used to declare the goodness of God. There's no promise at all that your name will be mentioned to Father God. Here, Father God is telling us through the scripture, the word of God is telling, if I mention the name of Jesus Christ and that he's my Lord and Savior, and he took my sins or whatever, I say he's my Lord and Savior. That is even the simple thing. Jesus Christ will declare my name, will proclaim my name to Father God amidst the angels. Now, and the angels have to come and support me. Why? They know that this Christus belongs to Jesus Christ. We have to protect him. There's no other promise for any other person. So calling any other person is not going to work. The real power comes when you declare Jesus Christ's name. The more we declare, the more support comes. Because the more he will be declaring there. Can you imagine this powerful thing there for you, brother, for you, sister? Jesus, now, 1 Corinthians 15:27. I'm reading from the Catholic version. 1 Corinthians 15:27. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one who put all things in subjection under his feet. It simply means God the Father has put everything under subjection under Jesus Christ's feet. But at the same time, it simply means that the one who put everything under Jesus Christ's feet, that is Father God, he is not subjected under the feet of Jesus Christ. He is not subjected under Jesus Christ. But everything else, every other person, only Father God is not subjected under Jesus Christ. Every other person is subjected under Jesus Christ. Christy Lutz is subjected under Jesus Christ. My wife is subjected under Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul is subject under Jesus Christ. Apostle, Jude. Everyone, the apostles, subject unto Jesus Christ. Every brother and sister in Christ, every human being is subjected unto Jesus Christ. Because Father God has put all things, because you know why? He went to the cross and suffered and died, and therefore God said, this is your reward, this is your authority, this is your inheritance. All things in subjection, except Father God is not subjection to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, clearly this will tell you, no name is above his name. And everything except Father God, everyone is under the subjection of Jesus Christ. If you want to open your heart to the truth of the Bible, I'm reading from the Bible. Check yourself. Meditate. Ask God, Lord, it's true. Now nothing else is stated, but we end up being mistaken and calling on and Jude and all that. When we can go direct to Jesus Christ, we have to go direct to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Father God, will not share his glory with anyone. He will not share the glory with the apostles and anyone else. No way. He will not share the glory because Jesus Christ, the one who suffered, who came, he was, is, and ever will be. Every one of us other than him was created. Everyone other than Jesus Christ was created. All things were created by him, for him, and through him. All things. So, brothers and sisters, today I beg you, please open your spiritual eyes. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ for all of us, our spiritual eyes of understanding, our spiritual eyes of our heart to be open to receive the truth that's written here, that we will call. Whom I will I call in when I'm in trouble? I'll call the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the Jesus Christ. Son of the Living God. Son of Nimrod. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Son of the Living God. I'll call that name and I'll practice that name. The other thing, brothers, says, if you don't practice calling names, remember the benefit. You go and declare his name. Now that doesn't mean you go and say, praise God, praise Jesus, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. That is not going to enter benefit from here. He's not going to declare your name that way. You say, praise Jesus, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. He says, I will confess my name. Your conduct must be there. Otherwise, everybody mechanically, I will go and tell, if that is can be done, I will tell mechanically 1,000 times today, 1,000,000 times as far as I can, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, so that Jesus will say, Christy Lutz, Christy Lutz, Christy Lutz, Christy Lutz. It doesn't work that way. It is our heart. Our heart must be with Jesus, and we are now telling others about Jesus. Our conduct shows it. When then they know they have been with Jesus, then it, when you declare, I am with Jesus, I cannot do certain things. Sorry, brother. Oh, brother, help you. I've got to help you. Friend, I've got to help you. Why are you helping me? I am with Jesus Christ, and He commands us to love all. So I help you. I can do this for you. Then you are declaring His name by your conduct and your actions. Conduct and your actions declaring His name. But at the same time, you say, because Jesus took away my sins, He gave me new life, so I do this. Friends, sisters, read the scriptures again and again in your own Bibles, and you'll come to know this, the truth. No one goes to Father God other than through Jesus Christ. It, everything was created by Him, through Him, for Jesus Christ. Everything is put under His feet. Every person is under, subjected to Him, including us. We are in Him and He's in us. But I am subject to Him. He must keep my command, I must obey. Brothers and sisters, and keep away from idols. Keep yourself from idols. Free, do not bow and all this and get into a lot of trouble, because Jesus Christ says, God says He'll punish us. Some Bible translations say you're cursed. We don't want all these curses, because when you're in trouble, brothers, when your heart is breaking, when your heart is breaking, there's only one, the name of Jesus Christ, who can give you the peace to stand in this wicked, wicked world. He will give you the peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.